Chapter 9. Earth Antedated by Other Created Worlds. Other worlds already existed when Satan rebelled. Satan was greatly loved by the heavenly beings, and his influence over them was strong. Some course must be pursued to uproot him from their affections. God's government included not only the inhabitants of heaven, but of all the created worlds, and Satan thought that if he could carry the intelligences of heaven with him in rebellion, he could also carry with him the other worlds. The controversy. Not to be taken to other worlds. The controversy was not to be taken into the other worlds of the universe, but it was to be carried on in the very world, on the very same field that Satan claimed as his. Universe in existence when the world was created. Would it not have cast a reflection upon God if he had destroyed him, Satan, he who had taken hold of the very heart of the universe and the world that was created? The hosts of heaven created before the earth. The Son of God had wrought the Father's will in the creation of all the hosts of heaven, and to him, as well as to God, their homage and allegiance were due. Christ was still to exercise divine power in the creation of the earth and its inhabitants. Published in 1890. Lucifer insinuated doubts to heavenly beings. He, Lucifer in heaven before creation week, began to insinuate doubts concerning the laws that governed heavenly beings, intimating that though laws might be necessary for the inhabitants of the worlds, angels, being more exalted, needed no such restraint. Inhabitants of other worlds in existence when rebellion began. God's government included not only the inhabitants of heaven, but of all the worlds that he had created. And Lucifer had concluded that if he could carry the angels of heaven with him in rebellion, he could carry also all the worlds. See also The Great Controversy, 497. The inhabitants of heaven and of the worlds, being unprepared to comprehend the nature or consequences of sin, could not then have seen the justice of God in the destruction of Satan. Man was created a free moral agent. Like the inhabitants of other worlds, man was created a free moral agent. Like the inhabitants of all other worlds, he must be subjected to the test of obedience. The plan of salvation for the good of all the worlds God had created. Before the foundation of the world, it was according to the determined counsel of God that man should be created and endowed with power to do the divine will. The fall of man, with all its consequences, was not hidden from the Omnipotent. Redemption was not an afterthought, a plan formulated after the fall of Adam, but an eternal purpose, suffered to be wrought out for the blessing, not only of this atom of a world, but for the good of all the worlds that God had created. Statements concerning this earth and other worlds. Millions of worlds are inhabited. Should all the inhabitants of this little world refuse obedience to God, he would not be left without glory. He could sweep every mortal from the face of the earth in a moment, and create a new race to people it and glorify his name. God is not dependent on man for honor. He could marshal the starry host of heaven, the millions of worlds above, to raise a song of honor and praise and glory to his name. Ellen White, Given a View of Other Worlds. The Lord has given me a view of other worlds. Wings were given me, and an angel attended me from the city to a place that was bright and glorious. The inhabitants of the place were of all sizes. They were noble, majestic, and lovely. Then I was taken to a world which had seven moons. There I saw good old Enoch, who had been translated. I begged my attending angel to let me remain in that place. Then the angel said, "You must go back, and if you are faithful, you, with the 144,000, shall have the privilege of visiting all the worlds and viewing the handiwork of God." God's creative work finished. God has finished his creative work, but his energy is still exerted in upholding the objects of his creation. Earth is small compared to other worlds. How grateful we should be that, notwithstanding this earth is so small amid the created worlds, God notices even us. The nations are before him as the drop in the bucket, and as the small dust in the balance. Unfallen beings see the controversy in this world. Every eye in the unfallen universe is bent upon those who profess to be Christ's followers. Here, in this atom of a world, an earnest warfare is going on. Diversity in the universe forms a perfect whole. The universe contains one great masterpiece of infinite wisdom in innumerable diversities of His great works, which, in their matchless variety, form a perfect whole. The world, but an atom in God's vast domain. This world is but a little atom in the vast domain over which God presides. Testimonies to Ministers and Gospel Workers, 324. Reprinted from Special Testimonies, Series A, Number 8, 1897.
The plan of salvation, set up before the world was made. God and Christ knew from the beginning of the apostasy of Satan and of the fall of Adam through the deceptive power of the apostate. The plan of salvation was designed to redeem the fallen race, to give them another trial. Christ was appointed to the office of mediator from the creation of God, set up from everlasting to be our substitute and surety. Before the world was made, it was arranged that the divinity of Christ should be enshrouded in humanity. This world a speck in comparison to the universe. He endured the cross, despised the shame. He made it of small account in consideration of the results that he was working out in behalf of not only the inhabitants of this speck of a world, but the whole universe, every world which God had created. This little world is but a jot in God's creation. God made all stars. There is not a star that beautifies the heavens which He, God, did not make.